Thank you so much. Thank you. What a privilege it is for you to have me here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I know what you're saying. Roseanne, what has a has-been of your magnitude been up to recently? I was just about to tell you. Do I sound bitter? No. But no, I hate exercising. It sucks, doesn't it? Thanks for taking the word right out of my mouth, though. It does suck. Like, you have to do it, though, I guess. Like, I just had a fully equipped gym installed in my house on the first floor somewhere. And the bad thing is that I found out you got to do it again. I started really getting worried about my health, though, you know, getting older, worried about my health. I got real nervous about my health, so I started smoking again because I need something to calm me down. You know. Not good at exercise or anything. I think the world's going to blow up pretty soon, and the one really great part of that, if that is true, is that that means that the diet industry will be going up in flames along with everything else, which is so cool. Isn't that awesome? It's the fantastic silver lining. I hate the entire diet industry. It's a bazillion-dollar-a-year scam that uses fat people as lab rats and guinea pigs in cahoots with big drug companies that know that fat people will take anything if you tell them it's going to make them lose weight. Right? I had my stomach removed and made the size of a walnut. And yet, despite the fact that I have no digestive system whatsoever, I'm still able to maintain my weight at 180 pounds. I'm like a miracle of modern science with this shit, ladies and gentlemen. I'm tired of being a victim of the diet industry. I'm tired of the names they call you when you're fat. Hog, heifer, sow. No wonder we have to go to fat farms to lose weight. Equating people with animals is like the fastest way of degrading them. Animals, I mean. But I love animals. I love animals. Because they are so tasty. Yum. I support a woman's right to chew. And now, a few brief words about menopause. Anybody going through menopause besides that woman there? Just the women. Just the women. For those of you who don't know, let me bring you right into my world there. Can you imagine a snarling caged beast trapped inside your body, trying to chew its way out through your nervous system? That's me on a good day. That PMS, though, that was the one time of the month I was allowed to be my true self.